We are learning the Sicha, Parshas Chayisara Aleph, the first Sicha, in Chelek Yud on the Kutta Sichas. This is a Sicha on the Rashi. Ayitin li es ma'aras ha-machpela, bekesef mali yithneneli. Avram tells Ephraim that he wants to pay for the ma'aras ha-machpela, and he paid bekesef mali. He wants to pay kesef mali, full kesef. Full money. So Rashi explains, what does Bekesef Mali, quotes Bekesef Mali, what does this mean? And he says, Ashalem kol shavyeha, I'll pay its full value. V'chein David Amar la Ravna, David told Ravna when he was time to buy the Harabayis where he was going to build the Beis HaMikdash. So David also told Ravna, Bekesef Mali, I'm going to pay Kesef Mali for the Beis HaMikdash, for where the Harabayis, where he's going to build the Mizbech and the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rebbe asks first two questions and then later another two. The first question the Rebbe asks, what's Rashi emphasizing in this Rashi? What's new? Kesef Mali means full price. What did Rashi say that's not the simple meaning? Secondly, what's the proof from David HaMelech? It uses the same exact expression. So if this is what Kesef Mali means here, that's what Kesef Mali means there. If that's what Kesef Mali means there, that's what it means here. What is the proof that Kesef Mali means a full price when that's what it says by David HaMelech, the exact same words? Now, you could say that, as we find many times, Rashi finds a unusual explanation in a pasuk, translates a word. Rashi finds a chover, like a friend, or a second place, where this in Chumash or in Tanakh in general, that this expression is used, and that helps us understand that the same thing is also in this location. So we can say that Rashi is saying that the word mole is, if it's going on the kesef, that the kesef was full, it's not the right word. Kesef isn't full or empty. You could say that you paid a complete price, or was missing some, a complete coins or missing coins, but to say, or a lot or a little, but full doesn't seem to be the right language to go along with the word kesef with money. Because although I said before that it means a full price, but the literal translation is that the kesef, that the coins were mole, were full. And that's not the usual expression that we would use for money. So therefore, Rashi says it's not a big problem, because we find similarly elsewhere in Tanakh, the word mole is used for kesef. But if that's the case, that Rashi is looking for another pasuk that uses the same expression, then Rashi should have said v'chein b'David, the same thing as by David, not v'chein David Amar, so David said. In other words, the same is stated by David. And second, if that's the whole reason why Rashi wants to bring this, then all Rashi has to say is v'chein b'David b'kesef mali, same thing by David. It says kesef mali. Why does he have to translate that it means ashalim kol shavyeha, I'll pay its full value? That we know. The issue over here is not what the meaning of the words are. The issue is the unusual language. And that we find by David HaMelech. There's no need to translate ashalim kol shavyeha, I'll pay its full value. So therefore, it doesn't seem like Rashi is just looking for another place where the word kesef mali is used. Another couple of questions. Why does Rashi say "Ashalim kol shavya"? I'll pay its full value. We know Avram is paying the money. The question was what the word kesef mali means. So if Rashi wants to tell us that kesef mali means kol shavya, its full value, so he should have just said kesef mali kol shavya. The word "ashalim" seems to be superfluous here. And the fourth question is, why does Rashi have to tell us who David HaMelech said this to? Why did they say that he said it to Ravna? Why can it just say that David HaMelech, by David it says kesef mali? It's not. Why is it relevant who he said it to? So The Rebbe explains as follows, that kesef mole, as we said before, can be translated that the kesef, that the coins were full coins. And full coins means that they were not missing any weight. And that's what it means, that they were full, that they were filled to their full weight. Or, as the Yerushalmi says, that the type of coins that they used were larger coins, what they call kintrin, large coins. I guess there's different type of shkolim, and he used the larger shkolim, which according to this, the pasuk mole is not referring to the price, but it's referring to the kesef. It's referring to what kind of coins he was paying, that he would pay full coins without any weight missing on them. You have to remember that in Torah, coins aren't necessarily like a currency in the sense of a dollar, a nickel, the way we're used to thinking of coins, but the coins are actual silver. And so therefore, you could have a coin that's supposed to be one weight, and it could be missing. And that's what the pasuk say, that he paid the full measure, the full weight, the full money. And therefore, Rashi wants to negate this interpretation. And he says that the pasuk is kesef mali, that the price was a full price. And that's what Rashi emphasized, ashalim, I'm going to pay. In other words, it's not about the coins. It's how much Avraham Avinu is ready to pay, that he's ready to, first of all, pay, and not only pay, but he's going to pay a kesef mali, he's going to pay the full price for this, for Maris HaMachpelah. Why does Rashi emphasize this? Why does Rashi insist that this is the interpretation of the words? Because if we take a look at the context of the psukim, the Bnei Ches told Avram Avinu, you can bury Sarah wherever you want. What's Avram's response to that? Avram responds and says, I'm not interested. I don't want your favors. I want to choose where I want to bury her, and that's going to be Maris HaMachpelah. And I don't want it for free. I want to pay for it. And more than that, not only do I want to pay for it, I'm ready to pay for it, kesef mali, the full price, its full value. But if you're going to say that kesef, so then the context of the psukah makes sense. But if you're going to say that kesef mali means, like we said before, that it just like the thought that kesef mali means that he's going to pay coins that are filled, that are full. In other words, honest full coins. Then what's the conversation here? Bnei Chay say, I want to give it to you for free. What does Avram respond? I'm going to give full coins. First, he should say he wants to pay. Then he could say that he's ready, that what kind of coins he's going to pay. So it's not the dialogue doesn't match up. So therefore, Rashi says that the words kesef mali doesn't mean that the coins were full, but that the word kesef mali means that the price was a full. It was a complete price. He paid the full price for the field. And the Chagav, it's an expression that we use. When someone wants to say you paid a full price, you say, I paid kesef mali. I paid the full price. But the question is that we may say that the pshat of Rashi, that maybe the original pshat is correct. And the dialogue doesn't fit so well. So you can say that maybe the kesef mali means I'm going to give full coins, and that in other words, Avram was giving it's killing two birds with one stone. He's saying I'm not taking it for free. I'm going to pay, and I'm going to pay the fullest coins that's possible. And in that way, Avraham Avinu is answering the question, plus he's adding on what kind of coins he's giving. So even though it's not as clear in the dialogue, but maybe we could still say that pshat. So in order to negate that kasaka daitach, Rashi therefore says, V'chein David Amar Laravna v'kesef mali. What does Rashi mean by this? He's not trying to bring another proof that we see that kesef mali means how we see kesef mali is being used. But rather, just like by David HaMelech, we see clearly that Aravna wanted to give it to him for free. And David HaMelech clearly says in the Pasuk that I don't want to have a chinam, oilas chinam. I don't want to have to give it, I don't want to build a mizbeach or bring korbanos on a place that was free. In other words, in that pasuk, it's very clear that David HaMelech means that he wants it to be kesef mali. It should be a full price that he's going to pay for it, and not any element of free in it at all. So therefore, David HaMelech. So too here by Avraham Avinu, the emphasis of kesef mali means that I'm going to pay the full price. And that's why Rashi says, "V'chein David Amar la'Ravna," in order to emphasize that it's not just what David HaMelech said, but who he said it to. What was the dialogue that was going on? The dialogue was that Ravna was trying to give it for free, and David HaMelech says, "I'm going to give it. I'm going to pay kesef mali." Clearly, meaning I want to pay the full price. So to hear, it's clear that kesef mali means that Avram was saying that he's going to pay the full price. Interesting. In the footnote, the Rebbe says another interesting point that in Shmuel, his name is the king is referred to as Aravna. In Divrei Hayamim, where it says the expression kesef mali that Rashi quotes, it says Arana without the vav, and then the nekudas change. Rashi says, as David said to Aravna, which is the way he's called in Shmuel, but he quotes the pasuk from Divrei Hayamim. And the Rebbe says, maybe Rashi is alluding to here to this point, because in Shmuel, when the story is recited in Shmuel, there it makes it very clear that he wanted to give it to David HaMelech for free, and David said, no, I want to make sure to pay money, and I want to pay mechir, I want to pay a price. In other words, so therefore we see clearly that it was about paying money or not paying. So even though the expression kesef mali is in Divrei Hayamim, but if we compare it to the expression as it's described in Shmuel, where his name is Aravna, there we see that it's clearly talking about paying a price. So to summarize what the Rebbe is saying here, that the pasuk says that Avram tells Bnei Ches, I'm going to pay kesef mali. What does kesef mali mean? I would think that it means that the kesef, that the coins, are going to be mali, going to be filled in full weight. And so therefore, Dashi negates that and says, no, Ashalim, what Avram is responding to the Bnei Ches, who wanted to say that they're giving the field to him for free, that he's going to pay for it. He doesn't want it for free. He wants to pay kesef mali. He wants to pay the full price. And this idea that kesef mali does not the mali is not referring to the money, but rather to the price, is the same that David, as we see when David told Aravna that he wants to pay for Arabayas and not take it for free. Another reason why we can say that Rashi emphasized that David said to Aravna. The question could be, why did Avram want to pay for it? Why couldn't he take it for them? Eretz Yisrael belonged to him. Eretz Yisrael, David already gave it to Eretz Yisrael. He said that, and like Rashi says, that minadin, he could have said that this is my land. And it belongs to me, and I could take it without any money. So for this, Rashi answers that we find by David and Aravna a similar thing. David HaMelech conquered Yerushalayim from Aravna, who was also a king. So with Derech HaMemela, automatically, when a king conquers the land belongs to the king. So which means technically Arabayas belonged to David HaMelech because of the kibush, because of conquering the land. When it came to build a Mizbeach, he didn't want any connection to this kibush. He wanted to make it clear that he's paying for it kesef mali. And why? David HaMelech says in the pasuk, "Ki lo yesa she'lechol Hashem aleisa elechinam." When I bring a carbon on the Mizbeach, I don't want it to have anything to do with you. It has to be mine. And it has to be mine 100%. And if there's any way that David HaMelech, that Aravna could say that it's his field, I gave it to you, David HaMelech says, I want nothing to that. So even though David HaMelech had a way of taking the land by conquering it, but conquering it also, it's like as if he took it away from him, he wanted it should be 100% clear that this is David HaMelech's field, and he paid for it. So similarly, and that's why he paid also the full price, because he wanted to make sure that there's not an element of it that could be said that it was given to him by Aravna. So similarly also we say about Avraham Avinu. He wanted to bury Sarah, and then eventually knew that he would be buried there, and the other Avos, and the Imois, that they're going to be buried in Maris HaMachpelah. that it should be clear that this was not given to Avraham Avinu, and that Meches has any achiza, any connection to this land, but rather it was paid for and 100% paid for. No element of it was given for free. So not only is Rashi emphasizing from David that we see that David meant that he wants to pay a full price, but we can see why he wanted to pay the full price, and similarly also why Avraham would want to pay the full price. Rashi, as the Rebbe says many times, shows us deep in Yonim in Halacha and in Chassidus. So first, what we see in Halacha here. The Gemara says that when you buy land, one of the ways to make a kinyan on land is with kesef, is with money. Where do we know it from? So we learn from a pasuk in Yirmiyah that says, Sades bekesef yiknu, you should buy fields with money. So Tosfos asks, why don't we bring a proof from here? We see Avraham Avinu bought a field from Ephraim with money. And so Tosfos answers, because maybe a guy, when you buy from a guy, you have to pay money, because kesef is the only kinyan that works for a guy. So being that Avraham was buying it from Ephraim wasn't Jewish, so therefore, and the only kinyan that works for a guy is with kesef, so that's why he used kesef. But we don't know that this is how it's going to work by a yid. Maybe there's other kinyanim for yidin. But according to this Rashi, we could find another simple reason of why we can't learn the pasuk from Ephraim. First of all, there's another element here. Avraham paid kesef money, may pay the full price. A kinyan kesef doesn't have to be the full price. Kinyan kesef could be one coin. The rest of the money is payment. The kinyan, the acquisition of the land, can be done by giving only a minimal amount of money. Whereas by this pasuk, it emphasizes that Avraham gave kesef mali, gave the full price. So I would think that in order for it to be a kinyan kesef, you need the full price, which is not the case. So therefore, that's why this pasuk is not a good source. But in addition to that, according to the second explanation that we said, why we speak about David HaMelech, or even according to the first explanation that we said, that Avraham wanted to make sure that even though he could have taken the field for free, he could have been taking the field as the Eibishter gave it to him already. And yet, or they were giving it to him. And yet, Avraham wanted to make it clear that this is his on every level. So he paid for it. But in other words, he didn't really have to pay for it. He had a kinyan on it, because Hashem gave it to him. But he wanted to make it clear that it's his on every level, and no one should come with any other own ideas. So he paid cash for it. But really, you could say that he was koinet in any ways. And that's why this is not a good raya, that's the way a kinyan works. What's the yenish alteira the chassidus in this Rashi? The Zohar says that mitzvahs are not to be done for free and empty. A mitzvah, because if that's the case, then your mitzvah is not a keli for the ruach of the kedusha to come into it. Because the idea of free is for klipa, like we find by Mitzrayim. The pasuk says that we ate the Mitzrayim for free. Whereas in Yiddishkeit, we have to work hard, we have to put in effort, we have to pay full price. And that's what Rashi is saying about Avraham Avinu and David HaMelech, that they're paying kesef mali. That I paid full price, that when it comes to Yiddishkeit, and not just only by buying Maris Mechpela, but Avram's Aveda in general, was to put in full effort, full work, and put in as much kayach as you can. And that's the idea for every single one of us, that when it comes to our Aveda of Teda Mitzvahs, we have to recognize that even though that we have, sometimes we can think that we can do the avodah simply and it can work fast. We have to know that we have to put in the full effort to be koinet, to buy the field, to have to be the full balabas in the environment that we are in. And we shouldn't say that the Eibishter gave me talents, that it comes easy for me to learn, easy for me to learn to do mitzvahs. I don't have such a big yetzer hara. Then I don't have to work hard. Toiling is not for me. This is the lesson from Avraham and David HaMelech come to us, that you don't take anything for free, even if you can get it easily, even if they're going to give it to you. You don't take it unless you put in the full value. And that's even so, and that means that even if someone could learn Torah and do mitzvahs without any hard work, but in order to conquer the chelik of the world, to go and to transform the world around them for to make a dirbit achtonim, You have to put in a, you have to work hard on it. You have to put in the full effort, pay the full price. And through this, we achieve what it says in the Zohar, that the 400 shekel kesef that Avraham Avinu paid was over la secher. So the Zohar says that this is the 400 worlds. The word kesef means desire, could also be translated as desire. The 400 desires, the worlds that the tzaddikim will inherit when Mashiach comes. And the tzaddikim refers to Amichon tzaddikim, to all of us.